this big, brown, flat, mysterious, crazy country, Telstra MobileNet Digital presents Martin Malloy with Mick Malloy and Tony Martin.
And today we check out Saddam Hussein's new lovable nice guy image. We've got some new marketing suggestions for the producers of Waterworld. We investigate the outrageous, steamy lifestyle of Prince Edward and Sophie Rees-Jones. And joining us live in the studio, Lenny Henry himself. It's all coming up on The Shame of the Nation, Martin Malloy. Welcome to another week of Martin Malloy, folks, with myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here. A man whose performance in the title role of Miss Saigon blew the first night audience away on Saturday and had Cameron McIntosh fumbling for superlatives, Mick Malloy.
They were all over me like a rash. There's a new star in heaven tonight. That's what they were saying.
Well, you'll have to get in the queue, Mick, behind Saddam Hussein, because he's really on the PR trail at the moment. Have you heard this today? In a surprise gesture, Saddam Hussein pardoned his political opponents jailed in Iraq and those on the run. It's the second general amnesty the Iraqi leader has ordered in just over a week. And, of course, about a fortnight ago, he released a number of American prisoners held in Iraq. What's he up to? What's happened to the butcher of Baghdad, the bloke who is going to set fire to the ocean and watch his enemies drown in their own blood? Suddenly he's Mr. Nice Guy, pardoning his opponents and firing off boxes of Cadbury roses left, right and centre. Why is he being so nice to everyone? Has he got a big movie coming out where the world's completely covered in water or something? Huh?
No, I think he's just trying to get on Ray Martin's Top Blokes and Superstars tone. I think it all boils down to that in the end.
It could be, but no. Apparently the real reason, the UN are meeting next month, you see, to decide whether to ease the trade sanctions against Iraq and basically, in the lead-up, Saddam's just on the suck big time. He's been on the US talk show circuit, apparently, apologising for his insane behaviour. He's been photographed for the TV Week, visiting the starving kiddies in Africa.
Has he? Good on him.
That's always a good one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well done.
And he's been mounting a series of Angry Anderson-style challenges, too, I've heard.
Of course he has.
But, of course, he's been usurped, hasn't he, really, in the international bad guy stakes. What with people like that, that Serbian leader, Radovan Karadzic. You know the bloke with the outrageous hairstyle?
Yep.
Where does he get it done, by the way? Like, in the middle of a Bosnian war zone, he's managed to find an unshelled cut above or simple scissors. But with other madmen like Radovan and Zhirinovsky in Russia and Arthur Tunstall stealing the limelight, Saddam's, you know, ideally positioned for an image makeover. And, Mick, what are some of the unexplored options for Saddam? Ways he can rebuild his image?
Well, here's one. He could participate in a sham marriage to Lisa Marie Presley.
Sure.
That could help.
It's worked before. I understand he's hired O.J. Simpson's defence team to represent him at the UN talks, and they'll be contending that the Scud missiles full of mustard gas uncovered by the UN task force were actually planted there by racist LA police officers.
Is that right?
And that during the invasion of Kuwait, he was all the time out in the back practising his golf swing. And I understand if none of this works, I hear he's going to get Channel 9 publicity to do a promo for him. Yeah. You know, like those ones they did for Yana, where they're just laughing and smiling and cracking gags with Robin Williams.
That was
great.
Or what about one of those I Am promos? You remember those?
Yeah.
That'd be great. We could get Saddam on one of those. He could just say, I am a ruthless, maniacal, bloodthirsty butcher. But I'm also a huge Barbara Streisand fan.
Wouldn't it be good? That's Nick Kershaw. And Mick, does that qualify as classic rock? I'm not sure.
It's there. It's old enough. It's grey enough. It's fuzzy enough.
What about some new gear? Nick, come on, get the synthesizer out from under the bed. Give us something new, will you, buddy? You and Howard Jones, get together and work on something.
Anything. Somebody. Hey, Tony, can I pause for a minute and just ask you something in all seriousness?
Sure.
You know me pretty well, don't you? I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky kind of bloke, aren't I?
Oh, happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, you don't think of me as a square or a bit of a prude, do you? I mean, I try, Tone. No, well, I do. I try and swing with the times. I try and be modern and hip and 90s, but No, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But sometimes I think this crazy old world just ploughs off the rails.
What's got you goat, Mick?
Well, Tone, make no mistake, I'm no morals crusader. But, well, I take it you've heard of the latest royal rumblings. Prince Edward and girlfriend Sophie Rhys-Jones are cohabitating roof of Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace. Can you believe it? I mean, why don't they just bung a red light in the front window and change the name to Bubbles? Huh? I mean, what are they, Tone? What are they third in line for the throne? Who's second? Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee? That's who they think they are, isn't it? Well, why don't they go the whole hog? That'd make an interesting royal wedding, wouldn't it? A beach ceremony with Edward and Sophie after two bottles of vodka, only pausing long enough so Edward could pull down the pants to show us his new Sophie Rhys-Jones tattoo. I mean, if that's the kind of behaviour we expect from royalty, I'll see you at the coronation of King Michael Hutchins. What do they think they're doing? Turning the palace into some kind of Asian girly bar. If you're a young lady with eyes on a royal title of some description, don't even think about it unless you can keep a room full of toey princes entertained with a bit of saucy nudie dancing and some hands-free juggling with a couple of ping-pong balls, because that's what goes on at Buckingham Palace. Black out the windows, drop some acid, and you swear you are standing in Andy Warhol's factory. What does the Queen think she's doing? She thinks she's Heidi Fleiss. I think all that reigning monarch stuff was just a front for her seedy escort coterie. You know what I mean? Oh, have you seen her lately, Tone? The Queen? You ring the doorbell at Buckingham Palace, she opens the door, hands you a key, some fresh linen, and directs you to a room. She even asks you sometimes, this happened to me, what room do you want, Mick? I said, any room that Charlie Sheen hasn't been in. S-A-F.
Mick, there's been quite a few phone calls about the last segment, people complaining about your use of the word cahootery.
There was a flutter of dictionaries all over Australia looking for that sucker.
Has it actually been used on the program before?
No, but I plan to make a feature of it in future occasions. Stick out, there'll be another mysterious reference during today's show at some stage.
You just slip it in without us noticing. Good on you. Now, Waterworld, this big Kevin Costner film, Waterworld, is coming out, and I've had a look at it, and it's not as bad as people are saying, believe me.
That seems to be the vibe.
Yeah, and Big Kev himself is actually going to be joining us on the panel on this program.
We finally agreed to it, did we? He's been hassling us for months.
He won't leave us alone. And, there's been a bit of bad press on the making of Waterworld. And I understand they're having a bit of trouble with the marketing.
It is the future. The polar ice caps have melted. The surface of the Earth is completely covered in water. Golf is no longer an option. Sales of pool fencing have dropped dramatically, and good drying days are few and far between. Welcome to Waterworld.
Okay, that's enough. What the hell kind of trailer is that?
It's something marketing came up with. We're not locked into it.
Look, the problem with this picture is the whole water thing. Yeah. People ain't buying it. There's too much water. Every 10 minutes, the audience has to go take a piss.
Hey, we can change it.
What?
We can lose the water. It doesn't open for a couple of weeks. With one or two tiny changes, we can alter the perception.
What are you talking about?
Listen to this.
It is the future. The Earth is completely covered in small, intimate, reasonably priced bistros. And the horror is about to begin.
Well, darling, I hear the chef here is excellent.
Yes, and apparently the desserts are fantastic.
Hi, welcome aboard. Has anyone explained the specials?
Darren,
could you bring over the big blackboard? Did somebody call for the giant pepper grinder?
Please, just leave us.
Who wants parmesan?
Oh, for God's sake, somebody.
Wacky Waiter World.
Okay, that's enough.
Hey, what about this?
The earth is completely covered in a delicious sugary biscuit coating with mouth-watering layers of creamy caramel. Wafer World, the future never tasted so good.
No, I don't think so.
But our research shows people love biscuits.
No.
What about this? The world is completely covered in midgets. Shorter World.
No.
Garth Porter World.
What?
No, listen to me. Polar ice caps melting, water. People don't care. What do people like? What do they want to see?
I got it.
It is the future. Pamela Anderson's breasts are in danger of melting.
Great.
The world is barely covered by a tight-fitting red swimsuit.
Yes.
Welcome to Baywatch World.
Sold.
That's BTO. The rock keeps on a rolling here on Martin Malloy.
You ain't seen nothing yet. And,
we got a million of them.
My mum requested that, so, you know, I had to play it.
Yeah.
But Henry's going to be popping in on the show later, mate.
Excellent. Looking
He's
forward to that.
Coming out with his big Live and Loud tour. Mm. And we're going to be trying to help Lenny out with his act, remaking it work in Australia on Radio Gladiators.
So we're
going to be doing
anything we can do.
That's right. That's coming up soon. But listen to this. And you can always tell it's a bit of a slow news day on the radio when the bloke hosting the show starts with the phrase, "A new survey has found." And, Mick, a new survey has found that 25% of Americans make love with the television on. The survey also found that 21% get into the lovemaking mood by watching a romantic movie such as, and get this, Rocky or The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz. Can that be right?
Oh, yeah, unsquizzle those munchkins and I'm hot to trot. Oh, that Wicked Witch of the Worst. Oh, she's a looker.
So hang on, Americans, instead of whacking on a bit of, you know, what, 9.5 weeks or Betty Blue, are jumping into the sack to the tune of "We're Off to See the Wizard." Where exactly was this survey conducted? The Neverland Ranch, I'll bet. Also, Rocky. Yeah, it's a bit of a sports movie, isn't it? Although I myself know several blokes who can only get in the mood by watching 20 minutes of The Club, so maybe that's right. And, of course, it says 25% make love with the TV on. Yeah. Now, that's a dangerous practice, because it's fine if it's something, you know, a bit sexy, like David Stratton's Movie of the Week or the Ants Pants commercial.
Yeah.
But what say it's Saturday night, things are getting a bit steamy around at your place, you're getting carried away, you accidentally roll onto the remote, and up comes a close-up of Gordon Elliott. Oh, that's it. Game over, the mood's shot, and you're both up for 2 weeks of psychological counselling.
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
Yes, it's time to play
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
Now, just before we get to today's challenge, re the fabulous prizes. We've had another barrel draw this afternoon. Oh, and they're scrupulously conducted, aren't they, Mick?
It's members of the government were present.
You'd think they were trying to isolate the Ebola virus here in the studios. The suits are on. It's all conducted to the letter of the law. And the name that's come out of the barrel today, it's Rebecca Keane. And Rebecca and a friend will be spending a weekend at Le Meridian at the Rialto in Melbourne. And, in fact, where is it? Oh, she's from New South Wales, so we'll be getting her down here. I think we put on a bit of a, I think a ute or something like that gets her down here with the station logo on the
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely.
Of course, now today's challenge, let's move on because Lenny Henry's coming in. He's a funny bloke from England.
Don't have to tell me, Tone.
And he comes out here, and obviously what he's going to be looking for is a few local sayings, a few Australianisms he can sprinkle into the act, and then he'll sort of sound like he's just been here for years.
It'll give it that homespun feel.
So what we want is a few Australianisms that, or we want a real beauty that we can pass on to Lenny and he can just drop into the act and people will just think, wow.
Or he won't even have to do the act. He'll just drop this phrase and people will just laugh like drains for an hour and a half.
That's right. And now the kind of phrases, we're looking for colourful, but not too blue.
Oh, no.
Australian phrases. And here's one. Now, this is a bit of an ugly one, but I like this one. This is actually a New Zealandism, but I believe it's in usage here in Australia. As ugly as a hat full of busted assholes. Now, it's not pleasant, but it's got the ring of poetry about it.
It does. It's magical. It slides off the tongue. It takes you on a ride.
It's a bit unpleasant. Have you got one for us?
I've got a couple, actually. These are an old bloke who lives across the road from me, Leo Brooks. He's just got a million of them. They always make me laugh. He often, when referring to say, someone who also might be ugly, he would say, "Oh, she wouldn't look good on a diamond bike." It always gets me going. Or for, say, someone who's, you know, a little bit tight with the money, you'll go, "Oh, mate, he wouldn't give you a wave if he owned the ocean."
Right.
And you get the drift.
Well, that's
straight
the
away. One little phrase.
Have you got one for us, Gracie, our producer?
Yeah, I've always been partial to "full as a butcher's dog."
Well, that's the kind of poetry we're chasing on Radio Gladiators today. And as you've already heard, you're not doing it for nothing. We've got the three-pack of CDs. And we've talked at length about the features of the three-pack.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is the Madonna album, Bedtime Stories. And today, you'll also get a couple of Lenny Henry videos. There's Lenny Henry's Live and Loud, which is him in action in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. And then there's the best of the actual Lenny Henry TV show as seen on SBS. And also, of course, you go into the draw for Le Meridian at the Rialto, which, as we know,
heart of soul.
Heart of the soul of Europe
in the heart of Melbourne.
Write it on the back of your hand, Mick.
But also, I understand Le Meridian is hung like a horse.
It is indeed. If you'd like to win a trip there, call now 1-800-657-657-SAFM. On the new SAFM. That's Christine Arnoux with Party on Martin Molloy. We're playing Radio Gladiators. Today, the challenge, we're looking for quaint Australian phrases that we can pass on to Lenny Henry and he can kind of slip them into the act.
Some of the oldie-worldy charm of colonial Australia.
Just to inject a bit of local colour into the proceedings.
Absolutely.
And who have you got for us on the line, Mick?
Well, we've got Stephen on the line, I think. Hello, Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah.
There he is. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
All right. Now, you've got a phrase. You're a bit of a wordsmith. You've banged something together. What's your old Australianism for us?
Oh, well, slip me gut and call me Skippy.
And what kind of circumstances might you deploy that phrase, Stephen?
Well, when you hear a fact or a truth that you never realised before and it hits you like a 4x2 in the head, you say, "Well, split me gut and call me Skippy."
Of course you do. Okay, well, let's move along. Who else we got, Mick?
We got Jason on the line. G'day, Jace.
Jason.
Come on, Jason.
His phrase can only be heard by dogs. That's the problem with it. Who have we got next?
Let's try Naomi. Hello, Naomi.
Hi.
Oh, thanks for hanging in there. Your phrase for Mr. Henry would be?
Well, it's actually a very colourful phrase of my father's that he uses when he's thirsty, and he says he's as dry as a dead dingo's donga.
Oh, it's going to be quite a thirst, I imagine.
That's a traditional favourite. I don't know whether, you know, I've never actually known of any testing on your dead dingo's dog to find out how dry it is. I think it's something for the people at the Cousins Institute to get to work on. And actually try and validate the use of that phrase. Have we got anyone else, Mick?
Yeah, I think Ian's hanging about. Ian, you there?
Yep.
Mate, how are you?
Not too bad.
All right, hit us with your Australianism.
Going off like a fish milkshake.
Right, and what kind of circumstances would that phrase be deployed in?
A party situation or a nightclub, maybe.
So you'd look at someone, you know, who's got the leather pants on, Michael Hutchins style, with a couple of super babes, and there you're going, geez, he's going off like a fish milkshake.
Yeah, they've done the stage dive.
Okay, well, let's see if we got one final one. I believe it's Robert. Are you there, Robert?
Yep.
What's your colourful piece of Australiana?
Ah, he's so tight you can't get a pin up his ass with a jackhammer.
I think we may have found our winner, Gracie. Although, actually, Lenny Henry has popped in early himself. Len, thanks for coming in today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much for that one. I think that one... That one takes the biscuit. I don't quite know where you'd get a jackhammer at that particular point in time. I just want to say thank you for that. It's sophisticated. Noel Coward is at this moment going, I wish I thought of that one. The pin, the ass, the jackhammer, these three things, that should be the new Australian flag. Just a bare booty and the jackhammer, folks.
Well, there you go.
This is the new Australian flag.
Well, I think we found the new image for the Republic. And, Robert, you've got yourself the three-pack of CDs, the Lenny Henry videos, and you're in the draw for that trip to Le Meridian.
Ooh, you.
So I suppose...
You don't have a phrase for that? What, you is all you've got for that?
Come on, something with a jackhammer. Come on.
Right.
Knock us out, kid.
Okay, well, thanks, Robert. You go and sit down and try and believe your luck, and we'll be back after the news once again with Lenny Henry.
This is Martin Malloy.
I mean, what a place is David from Banksy Park.
The second big hour, and really the red carpet has been rolled out, especially for this bloke. He's been to Australia before, and he just loves the place. He's come back for more. It's Lenny Henry.
Thank you, fellas. No, it's great to be here. Thank you. No, really. And the red carpet really is red, folks. You're listening to this in your car or you're trapped somewhere like an institution of some kind. Let me tell you, the carpet is deepest blood red. And I'm not sure they used dye or anything. I think they used real blood. So thank you very much for that welcome. Can I just say, the accents in that song, within the middle bit, they were faultless. They were so spot on. You know, I think UB40, who are from Birmingham in England, will be very pleased to hear that they've been turned. This is some kind of Welsh/Pakistani kind of thing.
What we do here is we just look at the atlas and we go...
It's a tour.
Nah, England's just miles away. They'll never know.
They'll never know. Hey, our listeners, hey, they don't know about England. Boom, let's do it in an Indian accent.
But they do know about Australia, Lenny, and I think you heard some of the great poetry and phraseology that our listeners were throwing in your direction.
Well, I did like... I must admit that I loved... going off like a fish milkshake. I thought that was a classic. But the pin at the bottom with the jackhammer, that is... I just think the Australian National Anthem has got to change. What is the Australian National Anthem at the moment?
It's still Advance Australia Fair.
Ask that at any of your
Australia
concerts.
Advance Australia Fair?
Yeah. Ask that at any of your concerts, Lenny, and you'll get this mystified kind of half-mumbling from the crowd. First line will come out crystal clear and then it'll degenerate into this.
But people don't know, do they? No. I don't know the second... You know, I know, God save our gracious Queen, our glorious... God save... Send her victorious.
By that stage,
glorious. See, that's the 12-inch remix. We didn't. We all want the 7-inch single. We want the 2-minute edit for radio purposes only.
We want the karaoke version.
We want the karaoke
follow
version.
The bouncing ball.
Oh, blimey. Advance Australia Fair.
That's it.
I loved it in the World Cup where all the tin pot kind of Patagonian Papua New Guinea nations have brilliant World Cup. The national anthems, you know. You know, and the British one's like a... You know, Jamaica's going to go, jungle, come with that rhythm. Jamaica is the best, come with it. Jamaica is the best. And England's so boring, you know, man. We've got to have a hip national anthem. Hip-hop one.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Australia in the house getting funky one time. We got kangaroos and thorny devils in the house, say, yeah. That's my kind of national
anthem. Can you get something about a jackhammer and an arse at
Yeah, we got a jackhammer with a pin going right up your booty hole. Give me here, say, fish cake, milkshake. Oh, yeah, in the house. And let me hear say, Skippy. Well, slip my gut and call me Skippy in the house one time. Waltz in Matilda, Ralph Harris. Wing, wong, wing, wong, wing, wong, wing, wong. Can you guess what it is yet? I mean, it's just...
Now,
I don't know. I've
transcribed that word for word, Lenny. I'll be passing it on to our Prime Minister because he's looking for a new anthem. Now, our Prime Minister, Paul Keating, he's not a popular bloke in England, is he?
He's the guy who put his arm around the Queen.
Yeah.
No, we thought he was cool. We've always wanted to do that, but we're a bit scared because we don't want to go to the Tower. But we liked it because we thought, well, here's this dude, man. He doesn't know about etiquette and stuff. He just went, oh, well, how you doing, Les? You know, the whole nation went, oh, my God.
That was
he put his arm around the
the Queen. And it didn't even pretend to yawn like he was at the picture or anything. You know? Remember when he had the picture? And your arm goes, he didn't even do that. He was so brazen. And boom, his hand was there. You know, and he wants some of my crisps. He didn't even, he was so hip when he did it too, you know.
That was a dare, Lenny. He had a press conference before he left. He said, hey, I'm going to London. No, they don't know what happens over here. I'm going to put my hand on the Queen's ass. How about that?
Oh, no. I think it's too outrageous. And he should have some respect because, you know, the Queen, there's a woman. I mean, she's on stamps and everything now, you know. I mean, it must be weird knowing that people are licking you every single hour of the day. I don't know how I'd cope with that.
Indeed. Well, on that note, Lenny, can you stick around for a while? We've got to play some music, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, are you going to come on in the middle again?
Oh, yeah. And this time we're going to do our hilarious South African accents.
Oh, great. Sidivike. Is it?
Is that it? Oh, I think...
give it a go.
That's our Pakistani accent you're doing there. Okay. So we'll be back with more Lenny Henry in just a moment.
Here's the FM.
Well, it's Starfish with Mountain here on Martin Malloy. And
they're not really cool changes.
Yeah, we've just made that up to amuse our guest, Lenny Henry. Yeah. No, they're not. They've got a sensible name and we just said that to him. Now, you were asking...
They're called Chocolate Starfish?
Yeah, it's for real.
That's disgraceful. Oh, my God.
Just before...
What's next? Hershey Highway with their brand new single... The bum holes. What's going on?
Yeah, they won a Grammy for Australia last year.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are bum hole. Let's rock.
I'll be supported by Freckle.
Oh, we are ass. Thank you.
You know what? I love how you found the level of our show almost instinctively, Lenny.
As I came in, I tripped and I just sank straight down. It was amazing. You were there welcoming with open arms. I welcome you.
Join us on the dark side, Luke. Join us right down here amongst all the carpet fluff balls as we get down and dirty.
Now, we were also trying to explain to Lenny who Silverchair are. What do you know about Silverchair, Lenny?
I just saw these three kids in the foyer in a picture in their pyjamas, and they were holding, like, wooden guitars and kind of pretending to be Nirvana, and I thought, hey, these guys look like my kind of guys.
It's like
and
a McDonald's crew member of the month photo. There's three of them.
Yeah, do you want fries with that? So, I don't know what they sound like, but they seem to be quite big.
They're huge.
Indeed, they are.
They're huge. They're going off. That's what we say.
Going off like a fish milkshake.
They are indeed.
So what's the sound? What do they sound like?
They're very grungy. They're very streetwise. They're very now. They're very hip. They're very 90s. And they're very young.
Ah, what's the average age of Silverchair?
15 to 16, our producer Gracie says.
Can they rock?
Oh, they're allowed to. Oh, yeah. Yes. They've got permission. They've got a note.
Bed by 9.
Mum, can we rock? As long as you're back in by 10 o'clock. Okay. Fellas, we can rock, Mum says. Wow. I want to be... I've actually got a band at home. We play R&B, and it's my lifelong ambition, because being a comedian is so lonely. I mean, you guys are cool because you're in a gang. and you beat comedians who are on their own. Yeah, you better stay off our turf. But when you're on your own, it's really weird. You've got nobody to talk to and everything. And I spent all my time on the road on my own. It really dragged, you know. Girls would say, you know, we really fancy you, but you're on your own. And, you know, there's nobody better looking than you. So you can't even go off and have the drummer, you know, so I was on my own. So I was always jealous of guys in double acts or people in comedy groups, you know. And so last year I decided to form a band with Adrian Edmondson and Hugh Laurie. Sophie Elton from the Jam Tarts, Andy Gangadine from M People and Lisa Stansfield's band.
Really?
We got a horn section, Phil Smith, who used to be in Haircut 100, and John Thurkel from Level 42.
Wow.
And two backing singers. And we play R&B and... We sing Otis Redding songs, and we sing Atlantic Stack stuff and Motown stuff, and we sing The Letter and all that kind of thing. Yeah. And it's brilliant. It's kind of organising eight people is a drag, you know. Nobody turns up on time. I never realised this, because when you're 14, it's quite endearing. Ah, everybody's 4 hours late. But when you've got a busy schedule, you know, you've got all these comedians saying, well, I've got a window to rehearse at about 7 o'clock, Lenny. We can lay down some funky licks between 7 and 7:30, and then I've got to meet my accountant for a meeting. You know, it's really difficult, but we've managed to rehearse a few times. And we did our first gig. gig and it rocked. So I was really pleased. So I'm in a band now. I'm so chuffed.
Well, that sounds great. But what is Hugh Laurie? Most of us know in Australia now Hugh Laurie is the stupid prince on Blackadder. What does he do in your band?
He plays keyboards and guitar and sings. And he's a very, very fine keyboard player. He plays very good. And he wears dark glasses. We all wear our sunglasses. Hey. You got to wear sunglasses so you can feel cool. And he plays the piano. And Adrian Edmondson plays guitar.
Right.
And Sophie plays the bass. And I sing.
And are you going to be doing any singing in Live and Loud, which is your big show you're out here to do? Are you going to be, your very good friend, Mr. Wildebeest, going to be appearing?
No, because I did it in Live and Unleashed, and I also did Theo in the last show, and I thought it was maybe time to give it a bit of a rest. So in this show, I do George, who's a happy-go-lucky but very violent Cockney bouncer. He's like, sweet as a nut, do what, don't drive me mad, as it happens, as it goes. I love punters. I love it when they cause trouble. I'm in the club the other night. This geezer went for his knife. I mean, luckily, I smashed him in the face before he could get to his fork. He could have done serious damage to that chicken in the basket. And I do the blues singer. Good evening to you. My name is low-down, finger-licking, gut-bucket, dirty hound dog, Smith. And I do Deacus. Good evening. My name is Deacus. I come from Jamaica. I do him. So I do three characters.
We're going to let you do stand-up. We're going to let you do the whole show if you want.
No, you're not.
Well, I've seen the whole show, Tone, because I saw you, Lenny, at the Playhouse in Edinburgh, which is the largest theatre in Europe. They tell me there must have been, 4,000 people there?
Yeah, one of the biggest.
And it was a hoot.
Yeah,
a feat of a show, so get along.
And let me just go through the figures. Get out your pens, people, if you're in Sydney. Sunday the 6th, that's this Sunday, to Monday the 7th. That's a long season there in Sydney.
And I do the entire 48 hours.
And he's back Sunday the 13th in the State Theatre. Melbourne, Tuesday the 8th, Friday the 18th, and Tuesday the 22nd at the Concert Hall. Canberra, Friday the 11th at the Canberra Theatre, and that's a beauty. And Brisbane, the 17th at the Concert Hall. You're going to be very busy, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I'm with backwards and forwards like I don't know what.
Right.
Not a chocolate fish cake.
Well, all the best on the tour.
Thank you very much. I've had a really good time, and you guys are funny.
Oh, well.
Thank you, sir.
From time to time.
You managed to work on the accents, though, guys.
There was a really funny bit 3 weeks ago. We can get you a tape.
Yes, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. We've been talking to Lenny Henry of Martin Malloy. Martin Malloy. Tonight on Talk to the Animals, join Dr. Mick Malloy as he takes a loving look at man's best friend.
Hi, and welcome to Talk to the Animals. Tonight, Rusty, get off the couch, you mogul! Bird dog, come here!
Don't miss the fun as Dr. Mick takes you on a journey of discovery deep into the animal kingdom.
Hey, has anyone seen that stupid hat I'm supposed to wear? Rusty!
Give me that! Give it here! Rusty! Why, you!
There's some helpful hints on how to train your canine companion.
Get the stick. Go on. Get the stick. Get the stick.
Join Dr. Mick as he compares notes with the experts.
So, what tricks does your dog do?
He can sit, heel, stay, drop, jump through hoops and round up cattle.
Yeah? Well, mine can do that thing where he drags himself about sliding on his butt. Watch. Rusty, do the butt slide. See? You wait. In a minute he'll start rooting my leg. Oh, there he goes now.
Okay, Rusty. Good one, Rusty. Settle. I'll knock it off, you creep.
And an old pal drops by as we take a look at some celebrity pets.
So come on, Tone, where's this rascally pooch of yours?
He's round here. Oh, no, look, he's taken a dump on the couch. He's never done that before.
That was me.
Talk to the Animals with Dr. Mick Malloy tonight. Don't miss it.
Bad boy! Bad boy!
Oh, geez, that hurt, Tone.
Essay.